the Country Station, Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. It's 5 a.m. right here in the Studel Financial Studios, and this is Chris Schalk. I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. I've got Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, Miss Kristen Hildebrand, right here alongside, as always. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday.
All right. Big plans this weekend?
I am kind of doing some things to kind of get ready for this birthday we got coming up.
Oh, that's right. We got a big birthday.
Yes, next week.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
She's going to go into the terrific twos. My kids went into the terrible twos, but I'm sure Lena Grace will go into the terrific twos.
We have had our moments.
We've had our moments.
We've had our moments already. Okay. I feel like she was kind of pre-two.
Oh, she was. Yes. All right. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
And the doctor even told us to be ready for
it. Okay. Kind of brace up. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy it. Trust me, enjoy it. So.
Thank you.
Yesterday you talked to us about winter squash.
Mm-hmm.
And we got excited about butternut squash and pumpkins and some of the other new types that you talked about. But today you're bringing to us a recipe called sweet and spicy butternut squash.
Yeah, I'd like to call my little daughter sweet and spicy.
I get it.
Yes, yes. This is really simple recipe. It only calls for, 6 ingredients. I wasn't for sure if it was 5, but it is 6. And so this one is really easy to, maybe if you've never tried butternut squash, it's actually really good. I've actually sampled it, so I can put my stamp of approval on it. So if you're checking out at the farmer's market, go ahead and purchase some butternut squash from them, and then you can bring it home and prepare this recipe. So for this particular recipe, you're going to need 2 medium butternut squashes. And then to this, you'll also need a tablespoon of olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. There's your spicy coming in.
I got it.
And then 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. That's considered your sweet. And then you'll also need, Chris, 1/4 cup of honey.
Okay.
So make sure that you're loading up on honey right now, because a lot of times when you get to Christmas, they're already sold out. So go ahead and keep that honey on hand. So the way to start this recipe for sweet and spicy butternut squash is you're going to go ahead and preheat your oven to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, while that's warming up, go ahead and wash your squash and then pierce the skin of each of those butternut squashes, the 2, with a fork in several different places. Place both the squash in a microwave oven. Cook on high, setting for about 4 to 5 minutes. Now, when you get them out, they're going to be nice and hot, so you might want to protect your hands. But place that squash on a cutting board and cut, after it's cooled, about 1/2 inch off both of the ends. And then you're going to cut your squash in half lengthwise and then remove all the skin and the pulp. So it's going to be down there kind of at the end of this particular type of squash, kind of in that little area where that grows, or whenever it's growing.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead and peel off the skin using a sharp vegetable peeler. And then cut the squash into 1/2 inch cubes. And then place the squash cubes in a large mixing bowl. And this is where you're going to be adding your other ingredients after you've prepared the winter squash. You're going to add in your 1 teaspoon of olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. You're going to toss it to coat. If you don't want to do it in a mixing bowl, you can use a Ziploc bag to do that and kind of shake it up. So that way all the spices get nicely incorporated. And then spread the seasoned squash cubes on a greased baking dish, or a sheet rather. And then roast for 40 minutes or until fork tender, turning after about 20 minutes so that way that you get it nice and tender. And then go ahead and remove it from the oven, let it sit for about 5 more minutes, and then add that warm drizzle of honey over top of it. So this one, Chris, it only carries about 60 calories, and it's really, really good. It's going to have some good nutrients for you as far as, it's low in fat. It's going to have an excellent source of vitamin A and fiber. And so this one is just really, really simple. It's easy to keep on hand, all these ingredients, rather, so it's just going to be easy to make for you at home. So if you want the recipe for sweet and spicy butternut squash, you can always contact or stop by your local extension office, or better yet, check it out on our Get the Scoop Radio Show Facebook page.
All right, Kristen, thank you. And folks, we invite you back here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Hobdy, Dye, and Reed and our friends at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.